is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion. Readiness for the King. Matthew chapter 25 verse 1 to 13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." The Lord Jesus gave us this parable about the kingdom of heaven to teach us to live in a constant state of readiness for the King's coming. Not only must we have sufficient oil to have our lamps burning now, but must have enough reserve to keep our lamps burning until He comes. When we ensure that we have enough reserve to keep our lamps burning, Jesus calls it being wise. One way of applying this parable is to understand that our lives and our works is our lamp giving out light. Jesus said that our lives are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Our good works, things we do in His name and for His sake, our kingdom assignment, is the way people see the light shining before them and thus glorify our Father who is in heaven. To keep our lives and our ministry emanating light continually until Jesus comes is what we must ensure. To make this happen, we must have an ongoing supply of oil. The oil is God's life, presence, anointing, the working of His Spirit, without which we ourselves and the good works we do are lifeless. We must ensure that through each passing day, there is a continual supply of this oil. The oil comes from a life of remaining connected to Him in prayer, obedience and intimacy. It is remaining connected to His heart at all times. Without this in our lives, on a continuing basis, we are like the 5 virgins who had lamps burning for a while, but not long enough till the King came. Kingdom living calls for a lifestyle of constant intimacy with God to keep our lives and our work shining His light until He comes. And this is the time we have to have the personal intimacy and communion with Christ so that we will be prepared for His coming. Ask God to prepare you and fill your lamps with oil. For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.